Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, last week, the bodies of British couple Andrew and Dawn Searle were found in mysterious circumstances in their home in Les Pescas, which is 2 hours north of Toulouse in France. Questions have been raised about a murder-suicide, but some family and friends insist it couldn't be the case. While the father of Andrew said they had been left with more questions than answers. Well, joining me now is Nick Pisa, Mail Online Global reporter. Nick, this is a fairly extraordinary case, and I know you're reporting from the area where the couple was found. Can you bring us up to date with the police investigation and what's known about all of this?
Well, firstly, good morning to you and to your listeners, of course. So I'm now actually in the town of Rodez, which is where the prosecution is based. And we've had an update yesterday from the prosecutor, a man called Mr. Nicholas Muller, and he told me that the autopsies would be carried out in Montpellier yesterday, and they have been, and that he would be releasing an update at around about 4 o'clock this afternoon. He did initially say that he would be holding a press conference first, but he's now decided to issue a statement. And some suggestion in the in the French media that he's possibly indicating a murder-suicide theory at this stage. But this is all speculation, and obviously we won't know anything until 4 o'clock. Certainly, there doesn't seem to be any urgency in the village when you're there. There are no roadblocks. There are no police anywhere, which perhaps does indicate that this is the theory they are favouring. But as I say, we won't have a clearer picture until about 4 o'clock this afternoon.
Yeah, people have asked a lot of questions about this case, and a lot of those questions arose because of Andrew's former job, his position. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so he was working for Standard Life in the UK for a good 25 years. He was a financial investigator, a fraud specialist, and on his publicly available LinkedIn page, it does say that he worked with HMRC and the fraud office in several cases. But I've spoken to people who used to work with him at Standard Life. Obviously, they're not prepared to go public, but privately they were telling me that they think that any theory of some sort of vendetta or some Mr. Big from a organized crime gang coming after him is pretty far-fetched, because he is one, or he was when he was at Standard Life, he was one individual, an anonymous individual amongst many, many other people all doing that investigative work. So the theory that someone came after him more than 10 years after he left his employment as that financial fraud investigator isn't really getting much credence. Mm-hmm.
And Dawn, then, his wife of 2 years, she was the mother of Callum Kerr, who's an actor.
That's right, yes, from Hollyoaks. And he issued a statement on behalf of the family at the weekend, obviously asking for privacy at this very difficult time. We know now that he actually moved to the United States. He's in Tennessee, where he's now for singing. He's taken up a singing career. But we understand from the prosecutor that all elements of the family are here. It's taken them some time to get here because, as we've just said, Callum is in the United States. So there's two elements of the family. You know, that Dawn had children from her previous marriage, as you said, and also Andrew. Andrew's children are coming in from India. He has a son out in India, and he has a daughter in Scotland. And there's also, as we said, Callum over in the US, and then he has a sister in Portugal as well. We know the father is obviously here as well. He's an elderly 88-year-old. He's Andrew Searle's father, Fred. He used to be in the British Army. He was there for about 50 years. And we know he flew out, and he told colleagues of mine before he came out from West Sussex, where he lives, that they had more questions than answers at the time being. I mean, I've spoken to neighbours in the area who said that a few days before he was found dead, that he did seem a little perturbed. He was seen and heard arguing quite animatedly on the telephone with someone. We don't know who that was, obviously, but the witnesses and the neighbours I've spoken to say they have reported that to the police.
Yeah, and I just was really interested to read in your reporting as well how well settled they were in France. They were very much part of the community. Yeah. And then there's the really good CCTV footage of Andrew just before this happened, or before they were discovered.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Well, I spoke to the shopkeeper in that tobacconist where that footage came from, and he said that Andrew was a regular in that shop. He would come in every day to buy lottery tickets, cigarettes, and chocolate bars. He had a bit of a sweet tooth, the tobacconist there was telling me, and he was just absolutely shocked to see the news the following day that Andrew and Dawn had been found dead. He said it made him go cold because obviously he had walked into that shop literally at 6 o'clock that evening, the previous evening, and then 18 hours or so later, he was seeing on the news that both Andrew and Dawn had been killed. He said that Andrew seemed to be more integrated than Dawn. He said that Andrew spoke a lot better French, but Dawn was sort of getting by, and all the neighbours in that area are quite shocked. They're saying that the mayor, in fact, said to me that they were a very happy, very cheerful couple. They would invite people round to their to their home every at the end of every summer for a barbecue, and in fact they got married in this part of France, down in Les Pesquets in July 2023 in the town hall, and that ceremony was carried out by the mayor.
Mm-hmm. And what type of an area is it? Is it a very isolated place where they lived?
It is, yes. It is quite rural and remote. It's a good 2 hours north of Toulouse. It's where they are is a tiny hamlet of no more than 100 people. It's very picturesque. Yes, there's hills, there's countryside, beautiful countryside. But I don't know, you know, this time of year, though, it can be quite depressing because the weather's not as nice as it is in the spring and the summer. It's also quite cold. It's grey. It's overcast. Weekend, it was raining most of the weekend as well. But, it is popular with expats. We know that Dawn and Andrew were members of the local expat community, and they were also... They obviously seemed to ingratiate themselves with the local community because they were members of the village festival organising committee as well.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there were suggestions that this could be a burglary gone wrong, but what's your sense of it now, Nick, as it plays out?
I'm not so convinced about that. I mean, lots of neighbours in the area are saying to me that they've never had any break-ins, and you'd have to know the area pretty well to get down to their place. It really is down a country lane in the middle of nowhere. I'm dubious that it's a burglary gone wrong, and even the mayor said he had his doubts about that as well.
Well, more information, as you say, coming this afternoon when that statement will be coming from the investigators on the autopsies. Yeah. Nick, thank you so much. Nick Pisa, their Mail Online global reporter, joining us from France. Coming up next, new disturbing studies emerge from Canada about the health implications of heavy cannabis use.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.